Hello, and welcome to the Collective Wisdom Podcast, the podcast that explores how to be a wiser version of yourself. This is a podcast that helps you to tap into your own inner wisdom and find the answers within you for how to live your best life. I'm your host, Kat Preston. I'm a certified life coach, and I help people to turn down the noise in their heads and tune into the wisdom in their hearts. Every week, I'll be asking my guests to tell their stories about what they've learned along the way and share some of their wisdom with us. I'm so thrilled you can join us. This episode of Collective Wisdom is brought to you by Forever Projects, a non-profit set up by Mark and Anna Domkins after they had returned to Australia having spent 3 years teaching in Tanzania, where they adopted 3 children. Seeing firsthand some of the work that was being done by the orphanage Forever Angels to prevent children being abandoned in the first place, Mark and Anna started by simply sharing some of the stories of hope and optimism with family and friends back at home, and were inspired by the response to Dare to Dream Bigger. They took that little seed of a dream, and today, Forever Projects works alongside 4 local agencies in Tanzania, helping women to get access to healthcare and education when they most need it, and empowering them to create a sustainable future for themselves and their families to live the life of dignity and hope they deserve. Through the power of the collective, they've been able to send over $1 million to Tanzania to help transform lives forever. You can find out more about how to donate or become a subscriber to this inspiring project that is transforming lives at foreverprojects.org. 100% of your donation goes directly to helping those who really need it, which is why this sponsorship takes the form of a gift exchange. Mark exchanged his valuable time to share the remarkable story of the journey he and Anna have been on, and you can hear all about that wisdom in episode 15. And in return, I'm here to spread the word about their incredible project. Thanks so much to Mark and Anna and the team at Forever Projects for the inspiring work they're doing. Hello, wonderful people, and welcome back to another episode of Collective Wisdom. If you've been a listener for a while, you'll know that each week I delve into the inspiring stories of change makers, entrepreneurs, writers, and creatives. And today's episode is a bit different, but stick with me because this detour might just be a shortcut to something meaningful. You see, I had originally planned to feature a fantastic guest, of course, but sometimes even the best laid plans go awry. And due to unforeseen circumstances, aka my own ineptitude, we just couldn't make that happen today. So the old me would have seen this as a disaster, a failure even. But today I'm trying to see an opportunity here, maybe even a chance to turn this challenging circumstance into something of a win. Because for a long time now, I have envied podcast hosts who are able to just turn on the mic and talk freely, tell stories, and perhaps share a bit of inspiration or insight. As a coach, I do that all the time with my clients, and I would love to be able to share that opportunity with you as listeners. The problem is that whenever I try and do it, I find myself stalling and thinking, this is not going to be good enough. The conversations flow so much more easily when I'm dancing in a dialogue with a guest. The next thing to say, the insights that are shared, just seem to run freely. And maybe in some weird and wonderful way, I've pushed myself into this situation. I'm on the edge of that diving board. I've got no guest lined up. So I've got no other option really than to just jump and see what happens. And when I came to start thinking about this, I noticed that some of the best moments in my life actually came from being able to flip the script, and by taking a moment that looks like a loss, trying to turn it into maybe even a gain. Here are some of the questions that I found quite useful to just ponder over in those moments when you're thinking, ah, fuck it, I have just messed up madly. In those moments where perhaps your perception is this is not a good thing that's happening, this is actually really bad news. One of the first questions is, what is this experience teaching me? What can I learn from it if I'm able to just take a step back for a moment, take a breath, and start to see that how I'm seeing it, how I'm perceiving it, is not the only way to look at it. perhaps I can start to think about what a friend might say to me in this circumstance. And then the next question is, how can I see this setback as serving me as a stepping stone for perhaps something even better? Is there a circumstance in my life where something I originally thought was bad news, maybe I was fired from a job or a relationship failed, but actually now that I can join the dots retrospectively, I can see that it was an amazing opportunity. It was just in that moment when this terrible thing happened, I felt so crushed, and those uncomfortable emotions made me see it as something that I thought was bad news. So is there something in my previous experience that I can see as evidence that actually there was a better opportunity waiting for me? That something I saw as really bad news at the time, for me, I'll go right back to failing my history A-level. I got a D in history, and at the time, it was so catastrophic because it meant I didn't get to go to my first choice of university. But I'm about to have dinner with Nick, who is one of my greatest friends, who has taught me so much in life. And I would never have met Nick if I hadn't gone to my second choice of university. So perhaps I can even look at getting a D in history, calling myself a dunce for all those years, was actually one of the greatest gifts, because that friendship that has grown out of meeting her originally, I am so grateful for to this day. So starting to see that we've all got experiences that we can now look back on with a little bit more kindness and compassion, and perhaps even see that even if we actually fucked up, I mean, the reason I failed my history A-level was not because I'm not interested in history, was just because I was interested in other things at the time. I didn't put the time and attention into revising, and I seriously messed up on the day. And then the final question is there anyone else around me who can benefit from me sharing the story of my perceived failure? Is there anyone else that I can help see that? Because when we tell that story, we are actually able to step outside of it and start to look at the possibilities. That is one of the greatest ways of trying to see a challenge and what are the gifts that can come from it. So by sitting here now and telling you, okay, instead of, I could have come on this episode and said, right, well, we're going to try something different, and not explain that it was because of a catastrophe in booking and not having a guest. But by telling this story, I'm already starting to feel slightly better about my own ineptitude. So what can you learn from trying to step outside of yourself and change that script or the narrative you're telling yourself? What this exercise actually did for me was I had countless examples of how I have just so easily got bogged down by what didn't go according to my plan, the plan I thought I needed. And I've come to realize that the beauty of life really lies in its unpredictability. There is no way of foreseeing the future, but if we can actually start to navigate that uncertainty and take hold of it, that's when the ride gets a little bit less bumpy. And those detours sometimes lead us to places we could never even have imagined for ourselves. I'm thinking about lost job opportunities, you know, those moments. And I would love it if you have any insights from this that make you think, oh yeah, that did happen. And actually at the time it was the biggest disaster, and I was really laid low by it, knocked off my perch. But now I come to see, you know, I love stories about relationships that ended only to find that there was a much better relationship waiting down the road, or losing a job and finding that actually that was the push you needed to start something new, to do something different, to maybe even go out on your own. I remember starting my jewellery business at a time that it was born out of sheer desperation. I was actually at an all-time low in my life at the time, feeling almost invisible and starting to feel like there was nothing to show for my existence. And it was in that crisis that I really had to get real about what was I going to do with some of my creative talents? How was I going to put them out there in a way that meant that was meaningful to me? And it was that inspired me to get to roll my sleeves up and start a business, as opposed to some inspirational moment of happiness. So please do come over and join the conversation at Collective Wisdom Pod, at Collective Wisdom Pod on Instagram, or just drop me a note to collectivewisdompod@gmail.com. I would really love to hear from you. And by way of music, so that's my little mini episode in a nutshell. And this wouldn't be collective wisdom without an act of simple kindness or an ask. So I have an ask of you, my dear listeners. This episode is brought to you by Forever Projects, a non-profit organisation set up by Mark Domkins and his wife Anna, helping families in Tanzania get their kids off to a better start in life. And October is their fundraising month, where they invite people to set themselves up a challenge. What's your Kilimanjaro? You can find out more details if you want to get involved with that at foreverprojects.org. But in the meantime, my sisters and I were inspired by this last year, and we climbed Primrose Kilimanjaro, and managed to raise over £2,000. So this year, Team Glass Girls, that's my sisters Helen, Ruth and Anna, were persuaded to don their trainers once again, and we moved out to the Cotswolds and climbed Dover's Hill. We had a beautiful, sunny Sunday morning. We managed to bring along a few stragglers, and a big thanks to my mum, who cooked bacon sandwiches for us all at the end of the event. So we would so appreciate any donations to our Just Giving page. There's a link in the show notes, or you can find more information about it on my Facebook page. And sticking with the theme of finding the gold, finding opportunity from a challenge or adversity, I'm going to leave you with one of my all-time favourite pieces of music. It's the opening movement of Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, which is also known as the Pastoral Symphony. And the story of how it came about is really quite a moving tale of overcoming adversity to create something beautiful. Beethoven is one of the most celebrated composers in history, but he began losing his hearing in his late 20s. And by the time he composed this Sixth Symphony in 1808, he was growing increasingly deaf. For a musician and a composer, I can only imagine the depths of his despair. And through his letters, we learnt that for Beethoven, it was truly a devastating loss, to the point where he considered taking his own life. And yet, even in the face of this crippling despair, Beethoven managed to compose a piece that was so evocative of his profound love for nature and life itself that, and I think it's that emotion that certainly I hear whenever I hear this piece of music. It's also one of my dad's favourite pieces, so whenever I listen to it, I have great memories associated of family holidays or just being in a happy space. And it's as if Beethoven was saying, yep, I'm losing my hearing, but I can still hear the beauty of the world in my mind's ear, and I can share that beauty with you. It's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, and it's almost paradoxical that a man who was losing the very sense that defined his existence could write a piece that so many people find uplifting, a piece that evokes the tranquility and joy that if you allow yourself, you can experience in nature. So Beethoven's ability to channel this despair into such an emotionally rich composition speaks to our broader experience. Sometimes it is those challenges and setbacks that we face that draw out our deepest reserves of creativity and strength. And it's the bad stuff that helps us to see the beauty or find the beauty within us. So in many ways, for me, this piece of music encapsulates this philosophy. Beethoven took what could have been a debilitating obstacle and transformed it into a source of inspiration, not just for himself, but for generations to come. It really is part of his legacy. And in doing so, he's left us with a timeless message that even in our darkest moments, there's an opportunity to create something beautiful. So with that, I'm going to leave you with this piece. It's about 10 minutes long, and I would highly recommend, if you are going through anything difficult, to take a walk in nature and maybe listen to the music, take in a breath, and just feel that sense of possibility and re-engage with optimism and beauty. I do hope you have a great week and enjoy listening to the music.
Thank you.